Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Veterans Day, Radio St. Pete! We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Okay, happy Friday, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
.com.
Hey, let me ask you something before we introduce everybody. Everybody had an opportunity to hug a vet today?
I was going to say, did you hug your veteran today?
I mean, no. Because it's not too late. Today is Veterans Day, and I'm pretty sure they deserve one.
Yes.
A nice big hug and probably a big sloppy kiss.
Oh, okay.
Right on the puss.
A little crazy.
Yeah. He's, you know, now he's really crossing a line.
Crossing a line.
Yeah. He's the veteran that's now going to go out in public and be hugged and sloppy kissed by people on the street.
Yeah, I don't even like for people to touch me.
Right.
But today, because it's Veterans Day, I'll allow it. Let me go ahead and introduce everybody in the studio. My name is Mark, and I will be your host for the next 2 hours, something like that.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes.
To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And to her right is my boy, Tygen. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Shoot.
We come to you every Friday evening live at RadioSt.Pete.com from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or
God, I'm so excited.
Yes, I am excited. How about now you can tweet us while we're on the show. Stephanie, what's the tweeter number?
It is Marco Radio Show 1.
You're a cool guy, aren't you?
Okay.
Say it again.
For your guys' information, it's called a Twitter handle.
Okay. Twitter handle.
Yes.
Tweeter number.
My Twitter number.
What's the tweeter number?
Send out the tweeter number.
So say it again.
Marco Radio Show 1.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's cool. Last week.
That's catchy.
Catchy.
That's
shocking.
Last week, we were getting tweets during the show, and we weren't aware of it because a lot of times during the show, we don't have our phones on. But we will do that from now on.
Yes.
So if you have something to say and you are too shy to speak on the phone, tweet us.
Tweet us.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific.
It's just terrific. Like I said, today is Veterans Day.
It is.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
There are men and women that have sacrificed themselves, their time, their commitment.
Right.
Everything.
And
to
some
providing our country with security.
And the freedoms
and the freedoms
liberties
and everything
that
we have and believe in.
And many made the ultimate sacrifice.
That's right. Uh-huh. One of the things that I wanted to mention is that yesterday was the 241st Marine Corps birthday.
Yes. Okay, everybody, ready to sing?
Stand up, damn it!
Of Montezuma to the
the shores of Tripoli.
We will find our cotton trees and bat metals in the air on land and sea. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I know.
That was a good job.
I was just a dependent wife.
That's Marine through and through. All right, everybody. Yeah, yesterday, November 10th, was the 241st birthday of the United States Marine Corps.
Yes.
And I am very proud to say that I was a United States Marine for six of the best years of my life.
Yes.
I'd also like to say that the friends that I made in the Marine Corps are still friends today.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, just a couple days ago, I friended a couple of guys that I had not heard from in years, and they friended me back.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Captain / I think General.
Yeah, right.
John Ewers. Yep.
Yeah, he went.
And Stephen Cloud.
And kept right on going with the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm.
Russ Rivard had his birthday the other day, and I saw those posts, his birthday post, and a couple of those guys wished him well on his birthday, and I took the opportunity to say, hey!
Hey! Remember me?
Remember old Ginzo?
They were like, oh, God, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
No, it's funny. I looked yesterday. Mm. I was going to post the picture from when we went to the Marine Corps ball in 1986. I was going to post that picture on the website.
Right.
And I couldn't find it.
86. Geez, we were still in California then.
California.
All right. We had not made it to Hawaii.
Right. We weren't married yet.
Right.
And I just found the picture sitting here in the studio.
What?
I knew.
Oh, right.
I knew it was in one of our picture places throughout the house somewhere.
Remember I had that horrific case of pink eye?
Yes. Yes. Who could forget?
I had the worst pink eye you've ever seen.
Yes.
They probably should have removed my eye.
Probably.
It was that bad.
It was bad. It was really bad. But we went to the Marine Corps ball anyway.
Right.
So I will, now that I've found the picture, a little belated, I will post it on the website and... maybe you can put it on your Facebook.
Put it on your face.
Look, the old girl's still around. She didn't get any taller.
Nope. Not even a little bit. Okay, so what we're going to do tonight, we are going to feature a wonderful brew from our friends at Big Storm Brewing Company.
Yes.
Yep. They are located, well, the one that we go to is located here in Clearwater off of 49th Street.
Yes.
And we've been up there several times. As a matter of fact, we have featured their brews probably on the last three or four shows.
Yeah, maybe more.
We love it.
I love it.
I absolutely love it. Have not ever had a bad brew from Big Storm Brewing Company. So let me go to the moist satchel and break out what we are going to be serving up for tonight's show.
Woo-hoo. Yes, Hannah actually went with me today to Big Storm to get it, and that was her first trip up there.
Yes. Oh, really?
So
That's right. She had not been with us before.
Exactly. So I kind of gave her the 50-cent tour of the brewery from through the glass. And, and of course, in true Hannah style, we came home with some souvenirs.
You can't take her anywhere.
I know. It costs you
cannot
a fortune.
Cannot take her anywhere.
I mean, and especially at Big Storm.
And what about the new glasses?
The new glasses.
We used to do our sampling in these little shot glasses. Now you girls came home with these great sample glasses.
Right.
Fantastic.
Way to go.
So now we're serving our beer in a proper Big Storm
Stephanie,
cup.
What is this particular brew called?
This particular brew is Bishop's Bride's Ale.
I think it's got a great color.
It does.
It does.
I can see the color. It's very nice.
We have not yet tried this one.
This is going to be a
true brand new.
Okay. All right.
This was actually released.
I love these cups.
God, what if we don't like it?
Well, you better like it. Yeah, you're gonna love
you're
it.
You're gonna love it.
They just tapped this for this season. They tapped it on Wednesday, which was the anniversary of the owner, Mike Bishop.
Mike Bishop, right.
And
the founder.
The founder.
Right.
And
who is a tweeter follower of ours.
Yes. A tweeter buddy.
Tweeter buddy.
This beer, and I think you have the specifics.
Do I? Oh, yes, I do. This particular brew, which is called Bishop's Brides. Brides.
Apostrophe.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean? Bishop's Brides Ales.
It's her. Ale. It's his wife's ale.
The alcohol content for tonight's brew is 6%.
Yes.
IBUs, 28. SRM, 15. I don't even know what that means.
I'll believe you.
Sounds legit to me.
Right. It says, Bishop's Brides Ale is a malt forward, a sweeter interpretation of a German Marzen beer, winner of a silver medal in the 2014 Florida Brewers Championship. This beer was originally brewed by founder Mike Bishop's wife to celebrate their wedding.
Yes.
How about that?
And they tapped it again on their anniversary this year.
That's what I heard.
I bet he tapped something else.
Gross.
You're bad.
Somebody's tapping bad. Something.
So,
all right,
I like
so
it.
Hannah
I like
Claire,
it.
Be the first. Have you tried it?
Yeah, I tried it just now. It's really good.
Are you just saying that? Because
no,
a lot of
really
times
not.
I think you're just saying that.
No, I'm really, really not. I think I'm getting more used to these brews.
Right. And
craft
I didn't
beers.
See a face.
No.
It's actually. It's
Look at her. She's going for it.
It's very smooth.
Smooth. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, have you tried
it? It has those crazy IBU content.
Ty,
it doesn't really
could you quit doodling for a second and try your...
I suppose I could.
I was afraid that would happen if I gave you a pen and paper.
Right.
You and your sister.
It's good.
Only I can be trusted.
Let me try.
Pen and paper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's very good.
Hold on, I'll be you for a second. Hold on.
Well,
stop it.
I don't like it.
What do you mean you don't like
it? I love it. It's very good. It's great.
Oh, good.
Boom.
Can we do the show without him?
Right.
Is that maybe, you know?
I don't even think that's possible.
I swear, I wish you guys would do the show without me. I'd love to just sit back. What are you wearing? You got a big storm tank top.
I told you it was like a shopping spree.
Wow.
She wanted to get the dog's new dishes.
Oh, they have these really cool silicone dog bowls.
They got good
crazy,
stuff.
Like, silicone cups.
Thanks for picking me up a t-shirt.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, you're going to look great in it.
Yeah, it's an extra small muscle shirt. It's going to look fabulous.
You're going to be rippling.
Yeah.
Something's going to be rippling.
You're going to be busting through.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you what, that's very good.
It is.
And
very
again,
good.
It's called Bishop's Brides Ale. And it, again, comes from our friends at the Big Storm Brewing Company.
And this
fantastic.
Is what I said last week was that I would not hesitate to walk in there, get a growler, and bring it home without even tasting it because their beer is always good.
I think I said a couple minutes ago, we've not ever had a bad one there.
No. Right. Not ever.
So we could actually start doing like a blind. Well, tonight was
a blind sampling. A blind sampling.
Right.
And I do not have. I'm going to enjoy this beer for the rest of the show.
Yep.
And I'll probably have to go get another growler of it tomorrow.
At some point, everybody, let me know if you need a refill. We'll do that.
Keep the cerveza flowing.
Cerveza flowing.
Thank you, Big Storm.
Hey, let's go to sports, man. Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers face the Chicago Bears on Sunday here at Raymond James Stadium. We got a little bit of flack. We're in a football pool.
Yes.
And the guy who runs the pool is a big Chicago Bears fan.
Yes.
Supporter.
Yes.
And he was like,
Bears.
Really? You're going to pick Tampa Bay over the Bears? Well, yes, we are going to pick Tampa Bay over the Bears because it's our hometown team. And I hear that the Bears have a crappy defense.
Oh, okay.
Crappy, I tell you.
He also gave you grief for picking the Green Bay Packers.
What does he know?
What does he know?
He's a big Bears fan. And he doesn't care. He will never pick the Packers ever.
Right.
So.
Well, anyway.
Got a little grief.
Game day. Like I said, the game is being played here Sunday at Raymond James Stadium. And game time is 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
So it's the early game. I like that. I like the early games. You don't like the early games.
I don't like the early
games. I love the early games.
And we are going to miss some of the game.
I guess now you're going to miss it.
off.
Yeah, we have a an engagement to go to.
Yes, we have a prior engagement.
Oh, well.
So we have a birthday party.
Well, it's going to be at a country club. Hopefully they have a TV somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Let's see.
Somewhere up at the bar.
Yeah. Our Tampa Bay Lightning beat the New York Islanders last night 4-1 in front of a crowd of 19,000 people here at the Amalie Arena. 19,000 people. The Bolts are currently 8-5 and in second place of the Eastern Conference Atlantic Division.
Could you say that three times fast?
I probably couldn't hardly say it the first time. Eastern Conference Atlantic Division.
Nice.
Yeah. Second place.
Second place.
Right. 8-5.
First loser.
First loser.
Next up for our Bolts are the San Jose Sharks, who are 8-6. So it ought to be a pretty competitive game. Pretty
good
same
match.
Same record, anyway. Game time tomorrow night is 7 p.m. here, again in Tampa. At the Amalie Arena.
Big stuff.
Big stuff.
Big stuff.
State college football, FSU versus Boston College. That's tonight, a Friday game.
Oh.
That's at 7:30. We're going to miss the start of that. Florida, my Gators, play South Carolina Saturday at noon. University of Central Florida plays Cincinnati Saturday at noon. Miami plays Virginia at 2. And USF is at Memphis Saturday night at 7 p.m. That is all of our sports.
Nice. Nice. We didn't talk about pre-show dinner.
No, we didn't. Well, we can
what
do that
What are you doing?
Now.
What are you doing?
Come on.
Well, we can still do that.
Tonight's pre-show dinner to get us started.
Now, listen. We have such a huge audience, and it's almost not fair.
It's tremendous.
It's tremendous.
The very best audience.
It's almost not fair to bring some of these places up because a lot of these people will not ever get to enjoy these places unless they, well, come to town. But tonight,
yes,
we went to one of our favorite places, Daly's.
Daly's Flame Broiled Burgers.
Yes.
Right here in Little Old Seminole.
Little Old Seminole, Florida.
I needed a burger.
Yes.
Hannah needed a burger.
Yes. A burger.
So.
Burgermeister.
That we were talking. We were hungry when we went to Big Storm.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and grab something to eat. What do you want? And Hannah was like, Daly's.
Daly's.
And it's like, on it. We're going.
Well, you know what? You came in with that bag. I didn't get a chance
to
eat lunch
today.
There's
no way to talk about Hannah.
Yeah,
I didn't get a chance to eat lunch today, and you came in with that bag of burgers and fries. Their
and
fries are phenomenal.
I love their fries.
And I was like salivating, but I still haven't had any.
Oh,
so I'm gonna wait until after
until
the show.
After the show,
I'm a little peckish.
Move.
Yes,
I
bet. Well, and for the first time, and we've talked about this on the show before when we've talked about Daly's. Hannah and I actually tried one of the milkshakes today.
Oh, yes. No. How was it?
Amazing.
You didn't bring me one?
No.
Come
on.
No.
You know what? I love milkshakes.
Oh.
But
they bring all the boys to the yard.
Well.
Yeah, that's.
They would in my case because as I've gotten older, I've become a little lactose intolerant, so.
Yes.
That might not be good for the show. We could have some special sound effects.
Exactly. Exactly. But Hannah and I had the hot fudge sundae milkshake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds so good.
I can't say anything but yes.
Oh
yes.
My God.
Yes.
We got jip, man.
We did.
I'll take you for a shake this weekend.
God, I don't want to go there for anything but.
Now, one of the things about Daly's is we always get the burgers because they are so good.
The bomb.
So good.
Yeah.
But they also have chicken sandwiches, either fried or broiled. They have a BLT, mm-hmm. hot dog, chili cheese dog, beer battered fish and chips, fish sandwiches. So even if you're not a burger eater, right. which I, you know, that I guess somebody may not be, there are other
Weirdo.
Options.
Hmm.
And it, I'm sure that it is all good.
I'm sure.
Try
well, look,
it out.
If they're anything like the burgers, I mean, you can't, as soon as you pull into the parking lot, you can smell those burgers.
The
and
burgers
you
and
got
the
burger
fries.
On the mind.
Exactly. So I don't know how you go in and order
yeah.
something else, but, you know, if you need to have chicken instead or fish instead of
That's
a burger,
like going
they've
into
got
a shoe
it.
Store and buying a bottle of water. It just doesn't make any sense.
It's been done. It's been done. But yes, fresh cut French fries
mm-hmm.
and amazing shakes. It says so right on the menu.
Right on
amazing.
The menu.
Amazing shakes.
Yeah, listen, if you are in
tremendous.
Our tiny little Seminole, Florida, and you are looking for the best burger.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Just like you would cook it yourself in your backyard or on your grill.
Oh, no, I think they're even better.
Well, it's because that guy gets a lot of practice.
Yes, exactly. But they are located at 10754 70th Avenue, which if you're familiar with Seminole at all, that is 70th Avenue runs behind Seminole Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
They're open Monday to Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are closed on Sundays.
Hmm. Okay, that's
so
cool.
Plan accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And Daly's goes great with Big Storm beer.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's one of the things that we didn't say what Bishop's Bride paired best with, but I'm assuming it pairs very good with Daly's burgers
mm-hmm.
and fries.
Burgers, fries.
And shakes.
And shakes.
And shakes. For some people.
For yeah. some people
okay.
who aren't lactose intolerant.
We should probably take a little bit of a break.
Yes.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or tweet us at
Marco Radio Show 1
right.
on the Twitter.
We'll be right back.
On the Twitter.
We'll be right back. Okay, everybody, we are back. And once again, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. I guess we should turn our attention to movies and entertainment. Let's see. Before the show, I asked Ty again if he had seen any movies this week. Yes. And you said you saw
Doctor Strange.
It's not Doctor Strange Love or anything like that.
No,
just Doctor Strange.
Just Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. What? Now, Doctor Strange is like in the, I guess, the Marvel sort of.
Yeah.
Okay. So now Marvel has the whole all the superheroes, right?
Yes.
So is he considered a superhero?
Yeah.
Okay. Why have I not ever seen him before? Is he new?
No, he's kind of old, and he kind of fell out of popularity for a long time.
Okay.
And they're trying to bring him back.
All right, so what, I mean, what's his deal? I mean, what's his whole, I mean, you know, Superman has his thing, and Batman has his thing. What's this guy's deal?
Well, all right, he was a surgeon.
Okay.
And he was in like a car crash, messed up his hands.
Oh.
Yeah, so he can't use his hands anymore.
Right.
And he traveled the world trying to find, you know, like, I guess, mystic healers.
That would be like if somebody messed up my lips.
Yeah. Is that what would happen?
And all I could do is come on air and go.
You mean that's not what you do?
No.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Todd.
But no, eventually he finds, like, I guess, monks of some kind, and they teach him all kinds of Buddhist magic. It's weird, but okay. It was cool.
All right. I think you said something about the, I guess, the cinematography. It was kind of trippy. And
it was very, it was like Kaleidoscopes the movie.
Kaleidoscopes the movie. Now, is Kaleidoscopes a movie?
No.
Okay, so it was just filmed in a way that was, I mean, was it hard to watch?
At times.
Would it be hard for me to watch?
Maybe.
Would it give you a headache?
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
But I mean, that's kind of what they were going for parts of it.
Is right. Watching it in 3D an option?
I would hope not. That might hurt you.
Right.
Well, one of the things that, you know, here on Radio St. Pete, we have a bunch of different shows. And one of the shows that we do have is we have a movie critic, Charlie Jewell.
Yes.
Charlie Jewell watched this movie, and he gave it 3 stars.
Yeah.
And he only gives 4 stars.
Oh, well, okay.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it was not an amazing movie.
Right.
But it was a pretty good movie, and it was cool to watch.
Okay.
Okay.
I wonder, you know, because, I, you know, that's not my kind of thing, but, you know, I didn't think, what was the...
Deadpool.
I didn't think I'd dig that either, but I love that movie.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
So I thought that was pretty good. Let's see. What else do we, what other movies? Almost Christmas.
Right. I think comes out this weekend.
Here it is. We're coming up to the holidays. And of course, you got to have the new holiday movie. This one's called Almost Christmas, and basically it's like you know, the patriarch of the family invites all of the family members, the younger family members, to the house, and wants them to all get along for the holidays. And if they do, then they will get the big holiday wish or surprise,
right.
Which probably is every one of them will get like $1 million in their stocking or something.
Yeah.
So it's a very typical movie. But, you know,
comes out tomorrow.
Might be fun to see. What about this movie Arrival? Arrival is kind of cool. It's kind of like a Close Encounters kind of thing. But I think what I heard about this movie is that it's not like a Mars Attacks or anything like that.
Right.
It's sort of, it's more of our intelligence trying to figure out what they're doing, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, anyway, Charlie Jewell gives it 3 stars again.
3 stars. What does Charlie say about it?
Says, 2016's Close Encounters of the Third Kind is complex with deliberate pacing, an engrossing score, and a mysterious atmosphere, contemplative rather than revelatory.
Easy now.
Charlie's a lot smarter than I am. This alien...
Big words.
Work your mind rather than your eardrums. Drama, mystery, sci-fi, 116 minutes.
Okay.
So, you know, it's one of those movies where they're coming.
Nice.
We all know they're out there, damn it.
Right.
But do you get to see them? It's not going to be like that movie Contact where they finally meet the alien and he's all like, oh, I took human form to not scare you.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Cop out.
Right.
The movie that I mentioned last week, Hacksaw Ridge, that I wanted to see. It's about the conscientious objector in World War II. Charlie Jewell gave that 3 stars.
Okay.
So actually right now it looks like there are a lot of good movies out there in theaters.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
The movie Trolls, which is like an animated movie.
Right. Kids movie. That
the one clip that
funny.
They show on TV is funny as hell.
Yes.
I think that's, he gave it 2.5 stars.
Okay.
Yeah, what he said about Trolls is the cinematic equivalent of sucking on a Sour Patch Kid, almost redeemed by the tunes, the covers, not the originals, animation adventure comedy, 92 minutes. How about that?
92 minutes.
92 minutes of your life.
Out the window.
Out the window.
Out the window.
Right. What else do we have as far as... Hey, the Hideaway Cafe.
Yes, our favorite place. One of our favorite places in downtown St. Pete.
Right. Love it. We were turned on to the Hideaway Cafe by Radio St. Pete guru, head honcho, Joe Bordeaux. Right. He hooked us up one particular Friday night or a Saturday evening, whatever it was. I can't remember.
It was probably Saturday because we're here on Friday.
Yeah, we went over to the Hideaway Cafe to... listen to Randall Bramlett.
Yes.
If you haven't listened to Randall Bramlett, man, you're missing it. He's great.
He is great.
He's a Georgia boy, but
and it shows.
What great music.
Great music,
Randall Bramlett. So anyway, Stephanie, you have given me sort of like a calendar of upcoming events for the Hideaway Cafe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is, and we talked about this last week, tomorrow night, Saturday night, is Chasing Jonah. And that's the show that was rescheduled from October to tomorrow night. Your tickets, if you bought them for the October show, are good this Saturday.
Right.
If you do not have tickets, tickets are still available. If you go online to hideawaycafe.biz, B-I-Z, you can get tickets online, and they range from $10 to $15. I'm not sure what the difference is. Pre-show, day of show, possibly.
What was the night you said that it was like the blues night? I want to start doing that.
Wednesday
love
nights. Right. And Wednesday nights are good for us. Those are good for us. Every Wednesday night is T.C. Carr and the Bolts of Blue. And it's free.
Okay.
It's free. Doors open at 6. I think they go on at 7:30. Most shows start 7:30, 8 o'clock.
I'm almost positive I have seen T.C. Carr, and it's a great show. He's very good.
Very good.
Yeah, we should do that. We should definitely go over there Wednesday evenings and check out that, because I love blues music.
Well, and I also want to check out their Thursday nights. That's their Living Room Live open mic. And that's every Thursday.
Well, what is that, like comedy or what?
No, it's local musicians.
Oh, okay.
So like I said, that's every Thursday. That event is also free on Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two things that I really want to check out at the Hideaway that they have every week. So there's no excuse.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
I think it would be a fun, maybe Tuesday night. We've talked about possibly getting together, all of us, and going to dinner.
It's a great place.
And it is. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah. Now, what is this? Hold it. Hold the phone.
Hold the phone.
On the 18th, Elysian Sex Drive?
Yes.
What is that about?
I don't know. Their photo, how else do you find out? I didn't get a chance to actually Google and listen to any of their music.
Mm-hmm.
But based on their band photo, they look... kind of, I don't know, almost 80s...
Rapey?
Punk. But no.
Maybe.
Fun, colorful. I don't know. I definitely want to check out some of their music, though. All right. And that show, I believe you do need tickets for that one. And I want to say it's like $10.
Yep, $10 at the door.
And you can also get your tickets online at hideawaycafe.biz. And if you want to go to the Hideaway Cafe,
yes,
they are located at 1756
Central Avenue, right down downtown St. Petersburg.
Downtown St. Pete.
If you want to give them a call before you go, call 727-644-7895.
Yes.
Ask for John or Nicole.
Yes. And if you are an artist, they have a recording studio there as well.
Right.
You know, so it's
really,
yes, it's more than just a cafe listening room. They have a full blown recording studio there
at producing music.
Producing.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Now here you said on the 19th down there, there's an album release party, and it's what's the name of the band? Cottondale Swamp.
Yes.
Cottondale Swamp. I wonder if that's some sort of a New Orleans jazzy blues band.
I think
I'd
like to check that out. That's right up my alley.
Possibly.
Yep.
I think it might be more folk leaning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure.
Folk
anyway,
leaning.
Check them out. We've seen great bands there. We saw Freelo there. Check out their music.
Freelo was phenomenal.
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 So all kinds of great things going on at the Hideaway Cafe.
Right.
All the time.
Do we have information on the band that sings this song?
What? I don't know. Maybe we should ask Crash.
Uh-huh. Crash Craddock, everybody.
The bass player, Crash.
This song is called Homeless and Hungry, and it's done by Deceptive Intruder, Ty's band.
One.
Group?
One of them.
Is it called a group or a band?
It's a band.
What's the difference between a group and a band?
Bands have instruments.
What's a group? I mean, aren't
like
some bands
Boys?
Called groups?
Yeah, but they're not bands.
They're a group of singers versus... Right. A band of musicians.
Musicians. Okay, I got you. So, Homeless and Hungry by Deceptive Intruder. Where can we see them next?
We can see Deceptive Intruder on December 2nd at the Brass Mug.
Tampa.
In Tampa. They are located at 14811 North Florida Avenue.
And then December 10th at the Sound Coast in Pinellas Park.
In Pinellas Park.
Now that's the place where you do all your practicing and recording.
It's a really cool place.
Is it like a big warehouse? I mean, what's up with that?
It's I guess it's one of the biggest storage facilities I've ever seen.
Oh.
It's like it used to be a mechanic shop that they just decided to put a bunch of bands in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Looks like a really cool location. So we'll get more information so that our listeners, our happy hour listeners, can come enjoy Deceptive Intruder with us.
Well, they can go out. I don't know if they'll like it.
Well,
we can hope.
We can hope.
We can hope.
Mm-hmm. We can hope. Other fun stuff going on.
Yes.
Next weekend. Mm-hmm. In Treasure Island,
right,
is their annual Standing Ovations.
Right. I'm always amazed by that. Now, here's the thing. We've lived here for quite a few years now, and we've never actually gone down there to check that out.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, I've seen pictures of, you know, all of the creations in the paper and things like that, and they're phenomenal. It's amazing to me that they can actually pull that off.
I know.
And it's not like, you know, they're making sandcastles. These things are truly works of art.
Yes.
And it makes me wonder, you know, okay, so this isn't something that you can just throw together in a couple of hours.
No, take a couple days.
It takes a couple days. And then... It just goes away.
Right.
I mean, you got to take pictures of it because otherwise,
It's just a memory.
That's it.
Yeah. Yes. And they are so intricate mm-hmm. with their designs and the detail.
Are there like rules? I mean, can you, it I'm seems sure. to me that they're like, and they have, I notice a lot of them have like spray bottles to sort of mist the sand.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered, is there glue in that?
Right.
Probably.
Do they? You know, is that illegal?
Right.
Do they test?
What are the rules?
To make sure they're not doping their water right. with the glue.
There's dope in this.
I remember when I was a kid and I used to go to Ocean City, Maryland. Every evening you would walk down the boardwalk and they had the guy that would do the Jesus sculptures.
Right.
But what he would do is he would dig a pit in the ground that was like 8 feet deep. You know, and he'd have like a life-size Jesus in some different pose, you know.
Inside the big hole on the beach.
Doing his laundry.
Well, one night he's on the cross, the next day he's throwing a football. And
yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. They were all religious.
Yeah.
But just phenomenal. And that guy used to do that like every day.
Every day. That was like his job.
Right. So you'd walk by the sand Jesus, and then you'd walk down a little bit farther and get
sand
yourself
Jesus.
Some Thrasher's French fries.
Yes.
You know? And if you have not ever had Thrasher's French fries, here's the thing. There's a lot of places that make good French fries. Thrasher's French fries are, I mean, they can't be any more fresh. I mean, they're cutting them right there. They're thick. They have the skin on them. And the trick, they put vinegar on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you've never tried that, like if you went to Daly's, okay, and you had never had like a Thrasher's French fry but wanted to try it, that's the deal. Throw some vinegar on there and it'll give you an idea what's going on out there.
Because Daly's are fresh cut every day.
Right, yeah.
Throw a little vinegar on there.
Yeah, very cool.
We'll have to do that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Standing Ovations.
Yeah, when is that?
Is next weekend.
Does it cost anything?
It is free.
Mm.
And there will be live bands Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Food tents, a big party down there. And it is behind the Bilmar, right there in Treasure Island at the end of Central Avenue.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look at some of the bands that are going to be there. Sarasota Slim and Friends. Selwyn Birchwood.
Yes.
We've played him on the show before. I like Selwyn Birchwood. He comes into town quite often. I like him.
Does he live here?
I don't know if he lives here.
He might. Maybe he's local.
They're going to have the, it's a Kenny Chesney tribute band called Pirate Flag Band.
That's catchy.
They got this other Motel Funk.
I don't know if I want to stay there. I don't want to stay there, but it sounds like I might like their music.
They got the Railway Kings, and they got the Sunset Jam. Who else they have? Florida Folk Show, Boxcar Hollow, Screaming Jays, Holy Miss Moly, and Copious Jones.
Yes.
Copious.
So if you
round things up, Copious Jones, everybody.
If you're looking for something to do next weekend, head down to Treasure Island for the Sanding Ovations.
Sanding Ovations. Right. Okay, so let's see.
What?
Your mother.
Yes.
Your mother.
Your mother. Who, Granny Pants?
Yeah, old Granny Pants sent us a link earlier in the week.
Yes.
And, you know, you never know about what Granny Pants is sending.
Well, especially when she says in the email before the link, I forget what you were going to get me for my birthday. Yeah. I want this.
This is what I want.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, this ought to be interesting.
Well, it turns out you go on this link, and I'll give you the link. It's Flixxy.com, and that's Flixxy.
Oh boy.
.com.
Careful.
And you're looking for the Incredible Flyboard Air.
Yes.
All right. So this guy has this hoverboard.
Yes. I don't know.
It's got like two jet engines on it.
Yes. It's deeper than a skateboard, but about the same
length. Right. This guy is strapped to it. He's got on like a flight suit and he's got a helmet on.
Yes.
And it almost looks like he's got a parachute on.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And this guy goes down to Naples, Florida to some lake down there. And there's a crowd of people. He like is on one side of the lake and all of a sudden he comes flying across the lake to where this group of people is, and the people are blown away.
Blown away.
I was blown away watching.
I was blown away.
It's
I
like,
could not
are
believe
you
it.
Kidding me? This guy is flying.
Yes.
He was racing Sea-Doos and things like that.
Standing.
Whipping their asses.
Standing upright
right.
on this
yeah.
small
thing.
Hoverboard.
Yeah.
Thing.
Amazing. And he was doing tricks.
Yes.
You know, he was doing like these spirals and things like that. It says that this thing can go 10,000 feet in the air.
That is
I don't
too
know
high.
That I would ever do that. That. Yeah, I don't know much, that I would ever do that.
I don't know that, no. I can't climb a ladder to, you know, help hang the Christmas lights. I'm not going that high.
Right.
On that thing, especially.
Mm-hmm. This guy, his name is Frankie Zapata. And he's the one that is riding the incredible flyboard air in this video. And it's just amazing to me because he will come up to like the beach and then he'll elevate himself very high. And you can see because it's got like two jet engines underneath and, you know, you can see the water rippling and things
right,
like
the
that.
The displacement that's
and
going
then,
on.
Then he'll just take off and he'll do like this big lap around like they're kind of like in a cove and he'll do this lap.
Right, and then come to a complete stop
yeah,
and just
yeah.
hover
it's
there.
It's like it'll stop on a dime, you know. I mean, it's just amazing.
Amazing. And it's fast.
Yeah, very fast. Like I said, saw several races, you know, between him and not Ski-Doos anymore. What are they? Jet skis, right?
Jet skis.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if they were actually racing or if the jet skis were chasing him in case something went horribly wrong.
Well, that's my question, because it did look like he had like on kind of like a parachute there. He had some sort of backpack on.
Yes, and it
and
did appear
if this
to
thing
be.
Goes 10,000 feet in the air, you know, look, the only place I would ever do this is over water.
Yeah.
Right.
But it also looked to me like he couldn't land that thing in the water, otherwise it would screw it up.
Right.
I mean, you can't drive your car in the water.
Exactly.
Screw it up.
And at the end of the video, he right. does come in and just lands.
But he lands back on the ground.
On the ground.
Right.
Over on like a dock type area. Mm-hmm. But Ty, how cool would that be if you could walk out your door?
Yeah.
Get on your hoverboard. Right there at the Intercoastal. Take the Intercoastal around to work.
You know I've dreamed about this very thing since
land
I was 10
on,
years old.
Land on the boardwalk to go to work.
Well, it says it's got a range of about 15 miles. What is
you could oh. You could ride it over here,
yeah.
No,
but then you'd have to go over land.
It's got a range of 15 miles. Here's the scary part. It's got a speed of 150 kilometers or... 93
wow.
Miles
per hour.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
You're getting somewhere with that.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how fast it was.
Right. Yeah. It says Flyboard Air is still in the prototype phase and will not be available for purchase until 2017.
That's
not
next
too
year.
Far away.
Right.
Right. Yep.
But yes, definitely. If you get a chance, go online.
Yep, and I'll give you the link again. It's flixy.com, FLIXXY.com, and look for the incredible Flyboard Air. Amazing.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
This
Absolutely.
Is like when we were all kids watching the Jetsons.
Exactly.
And it's like, when are our cars going to fly?
Yes.
Now, we don't have a flying car, but this thing is badass.
Flying people.
Yeah, this thing is badass.
Flying.
I mean, it's not like a jetpack. Jetpacks are kind of cumbersome.
Right.
You know, this thing is just so cool. And the tricks that he was doing with it were mind-blowing.
Mind-boggling. Yeah. Truly mind-boggling to see that demonstration.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they're going to cost.
Steph, are you the kind of person that when you watch something like that, you kind of hope that there's like a...
A crash?
A crash.
Yes.
I wasn't. I was rooting for him the whole way.
Yeah, sure.
I was.
I'm sure.
Okay.
I was.
Very believable.
No, well, I
did not want to see young Frankie Zapata.
all over the place.
All over the place.
But severe those, burns from the jet engines. No.
Those jet skis, so cool though, yeah. they were trying to keep up with him.
Right.
And I do think that they were the quote safety team.
Well, what I liked is when he was doing those big circles, and just like a race car, when you're going around a racetrack, you're in the bank turns. So he was like sideways. You know, I mean, he was hauling ass.
Yes, I have this mental picture of the middle school kids, you know, coming home from middle school on these things. Flying over people's houses and, you know, being middle schoolers.
Did you ever get to the point when you were watching the video that all of a sudden the camera was going to slip and you'd see the helicopter above with the long rope that he was tied to?
Whipping him around the lake. How is this really happening?
Right.
Damn it.
Yeah. Foiled again.
Right. But yeah, keep your eyes open.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, top of everyone's Christmas list next year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, where are we? We need to.
We are right here on Radio St. Pete.com.
Everybody, we got a little bit of a new schedule here. I usually write the show up, but I did not this week. My blushing bride Stephanie wrote it up, so it's in a different format, and so I'm kind of trying to get used to. How it's all broken down. So far, so good.
The only thing we did not talk about in our movies and entertainment.
Oh, what?
I almost said sports and entertainment.
Wow.
Sporties.
Oh, right.
In Reddington Beach is a comedy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday the 18th.
Right.
One of our local.
Radio talents.
Yes.
Rob Gargiulo. Who is on the Mike Calta show every morning from 6 to 10?
Six to 10.
He has ventured out and decided he wants to be a stand-up comic as well as the executive producer of the Mike Calta show. And, you know, he's been doing this now, I'm guessing, four months?
Well, something.
Maybe five. This kid, I give him so much credit because he's got to get up so early to go to the show. And a lot of these shows that these stand-up comedy shows he's going to, they might be all the way down in Sarasota.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. And he might not even go on stage till 10.
Exactly.
You know, so he's trying to, you know.
And he's funny.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
We went and saw him at the, what was the name? And now they're closed.
Oh, the Kymatic Studios.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Friday the 18th at 8 p.m. after you listen to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
Yes.
Very important.
Next Friday.
We'll be heading right over.
You can head down to Sporties. See Rob and several other comedians. And that is $10 at the door to get in.
$10.
$10. So if you're looking for something fun and funny to do after you've enjoyed the Happy Hour show, mm-hmm. you know, because we...
Go and see some live comedy. You'll probably be worn out.
We get you in the mood for fun
and funny.
This show
is so effing funny.
Yeah.
We bring the ha-has,
everybody. Yeah. I know at the end of every show, my jaw hurts and my stomach aches and... Yeah.
That sounds like a personal problem to me. Actually, I think that we'll be talking about what those symptoms could be later in the show.
Well, I got symptoms, all right.
Done. You've got the symptoms and the disease.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Do you have the cure?
Mm. I don't know, maybe.
Anyway, we should probably go ahead and take our halfway point break.
Yes,
I'm assuming.
I've finished my first glass of Bishop's Bride.
We will refill.
Well, I have to go empty before I refill my glass.
Make room.
Tea break, everybody.
Tea break, everybody. It. All right. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. You know what? Please give us a call. 727-498-0502. We are willing to talk to you about anything. And I mean anything. And if you're too shy to call... Tweet us. I'll get it eventually. And it's Marco Radio One. Kids.
Marco Radio Show One.
Marco Radio Show One on the Twitter box.
Yes.
That's what.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back.
Join the ride.